that was it. Just one track to go, the Dutch language cover of the week at the end of the show. And then we're through. Here at Sina's Jungle Room, you can listen to 4 new shows. Do I say that well? Let's count them. The first World's Worst Record Radio Show, High Waisted Modernists, New Fanlands with Flannery, Borbujas with Speedo Gonzalez, and The Arbitrarium with Arp. So there's 5 shows after this one. So you, if you have plans for today, cancel them. Yes, 2 shows which you are used to. 1 we started last week, and 2 that start tonight. Thanks for dropping by on the chat. I hope you enjoyed the show. I will be back tomorrow with very old records. Bye.
Ze zitten achter hun bureau. Muziek uit de radio. Het is 8:15. De koffie wordt gebracht. Alle tijd niks aan de hand. Wil jij ook een stukje krant? Dan gaat de telefoon. Werken, het wordt druk. Weer een ingekomen stuk. Een kopietje maken. Het zijn belangrijke zaken. Even snel naar het archief. Zoeken naar die ene brief. Gaat de telefoon. Werken. De baas komt binnen en stuurt ze op de straat. Ze komen te vroeg of ze komen te laat. Alles is geweken behalve het gevaar. Maar wat er ook gebeurt, de declaratie is al klaar. Hoofdletter en de kok, Grijpstra en de gier, ze hadden het niet gered tegen die maffia hier. Even een beetje rust, doe nog maar 2 bier, dan gaat de telefoon.
Vrienden en vriendinnen, dit was het dan weer voor vandaag.
Afdruiprek! Afdruiprek!
Attention hippies, are you out there? I know you're searching.
Hello and welcome.
welcome to this week's episode of the World's Worst Records Radio Show. I can't be with you this week, I'm afraid, but the wonderful DJ Georgie Girl has promised to look in on the message board and make sure everything's shipshape and Bristol fashion, even though she's in Brighton and I'm in Bristol. We're raiding the World's Worst Records archive this week with the best bits from a couple of shows we did back in October 2019. So sit back, enjoy, and Georgie, if you're listening, pop in that acid spangle and press play.
Down the street so fancy free, nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear? You're always window shopping but never stopping to buy. So shed those dowdy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that'd be. All the world would see a new Georgie girl. Scared of changing and rearranging yourself. It's time for jumping down from the shelf a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. A new Georgie girl.
Ed McMahon there and his cover of Georgie Girl. A thank you to our own Georgie Girl for looking after the show. Now let's hear it for Kenneth Higney and Knight Rider. His song about the Ku Klux Klan from the album Attic Demonstration.
Yeah.
was 70s hitmakers Vanity Fair with their dreadful cover of the Shirelles' hit Will You Love Me Tomorrow. Here's the Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen and Gallant Men.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Girl down.
Dear girls, don't only cry la la.
They don't cry.
Dear girls, don't only cry.
Who says they don't cry?
This girl said goodbye la la.
My oh my.
This girl didn't cry.
I wonder why. I told my boy we'd have to break up. I thought that he would call my bluff. When he said to my surprise, big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry at night.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
Who says they don't cry? Heart and you made me cry. You hurt me when you were around, but now I'm back to let you know you'll never keep this big girl down.
Maybe I was cruel.
I was cruel.
Maybe
I'm a fool. My mama said, shame on you, you cried in bed. Shame on you, you told a lie. Big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
They don't cry. just an alibi.
The Thoroughly Wonderful Edith Massey there, and Big Girls Don't Cry. Now, the Thoroughly Wonderful Francisco E. Fernando and Con La Paix.
Con la P, con la P, con la P, P, P. Podemos decir pana, pana, panadería. Ponte, ponte, ponte las pilas para que bailes con alegría. Llama a tu hermana, a tu tía, a tu prima. Diles que vine a reír, a bailar, a gozar en la fiesta de mamá. Toma cerveza y levanta la cabeza. Con la P, con la P, P, P. Podemos decir poli, poli, policía. Ponte, ponte, ponte las pilas para que cuides toda tu vida. Méteme preso en el día, en la noche, antes que empiece el bonche, el bochinche, el gozo en la fiesta de mamá. Déjame ir, que me quiero divertir. Francisco y Fernando. Con la P, con la P, P, P. Podemos decir profe, profe, profesor. Ponte, ponte, ponte las pilas para que expliques con energía. Yo tengo examen en el día, en la tarde. Dile a tu profe, a tu pana, a tu hermana, que gocen en la fiesta de mamá. Yo hablo inglés porque digo siempre yes.
Records radio show on Gina's Jungle.
Ever since the day of Pentecost, God moved in the early church with signs, wonders, and miracles while the scoffers sat on their perch. People came away their possessions down at the apostles' feet. God has never changed. His blessings he'll always repeat. But we've got a God who fills the heavens, moves the sun when there's nothing in the brook. And he said to the prophet Jeremiah, don't be afraid how the people look. It wasn't done in a corner, nor behind an old oak tree. 120 were all filled, and their spirit set free. Everybody heard the noise, and the crowd began to gather.
That was Isabel Baker, and It Wasn't Done in a Corner, from her 1965 album, I Like God's Style.
She came from Sicily. She was so sweet. Dark flashing eyes, so lovely to see. But she was lonely here alone. She had a man she had known back in Sicily. She thought of him each night and day. She kept her vow to him and never would stray. But one day a new love suddenly claimed her. She smiles when she hears him say, treasure brighter than the stars above. Marinella, keep on smiling, you're the one that I adore. Marinella, I will be your man forevermore. Now she's so thankful to God above. Yes, Mary never found her true love. Marinella, 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 be my love. Marinella, you're a treasure brighter than the stars above. Marinella, keep on smiling, you're the one that I adore. Marinella, I will be your man forevermore.
A great favorite of mine, that was the wonderful Larry London and Marinella. Here comes Debbie Dawn and her plea for understanding for sex workers everywhere. Hands.
I change into an hour.
From Debbie Dawn to Debbie Davis, here's Phony Tony.
While out on a walk on a sunny day, I met a girl who knows you very well. We talked a lot as we went on our way. She had a fantastic story to tell. Smoothest lie by far. To each of us, you repeat the same thing. You think of me only while holding me. Tony, Tony, you're phony as can be.
Tony, Tony, Tony.
Now I'm wise to you and all your sweet talk. Also tired of stringing along. You can't be true to me, so take a walk. Be gone, Casanova, we are through.
We are through.
Phony, 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 Tony, Tony. That's what you are. How many girls do you have on your string? You're the smoothest liar by far.
In the head of man, twisting tortured brains to satisfy fiendish desires. Remember Frankenstein, Wolfman, and King Kong. In each case, a woman of incredible beauty soothed their raging passions. Now, a monster more terrifying in appearance, more diabolical in its deeds, with two brains and two heads grafted on the body of a giant to create the incredible two-headed transplant.
Why, babe?
that, believe it or not, was the Four Seasons, who used the pseudonym The Wonder Who for several recordings they made in 1965, including that bizarre cover of the Bob Dylan classic Don't Think Twice, It's Alright, with Frankie Valli imitating singer Rose Murphy. Balsam, The Psychotic Pineapple, and Rocking High Hopes. Following that, here's Kay Weaver and The Girl with High Hopes.
Just the other day, my mama called me to her room. She looked at me and said, "Veronica, baby, don't you have any hope for love?" That same day, my friend and I went downtown. We walked over to a bar and walked in. And there was a guy standing there that made me remember what my mother told me. She had said, "Baby, you're the girl with high hopes." He called my name so sweet, and he said, "Veronica, I thank you for coming my way. I hope you've come to stay. Don't ever say goodbye, don't even try. For you're the girl with high hopes. Walk with me down the road of love."
In the
the Jessmans and Love Is in the Air. Next in the Cabaret Lounge, it's the Lynx and Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
I'm coming home after my time, and now I've got to know what is and isn't mine.
Is it mine?
If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you know just what to do. If you still want me, if you still want me, or tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon around that old oak tree, well, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around that old oak tree,
yellow ribbon on the yellow tree. Yellow ribbon on the yellow tree. Yellow ribbon on the yellow tree. Yellow ribbon on the yellow tree.
Bus driver, please look for me. Cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see.
I might see.
I'm really still in prison, and my love, she holds a key. A simple yellow ribbon's what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her, please, or tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon round that old oak tree, well, I stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around that old oak tree,
yellow ribbon on the yellow tree. Yellow ribbon on the yellow tree. Yellow ribbon on the yellow tree. Yellow ribbon on the yellow tree.
If I don't see a ribbon round that old oak tree, well, I stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around that old oak tree,
yellow ribbon on the yellow tree. 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 Yellow ribbon on the yellow tree.
Whole darn bus is cheering, and I can't believe I see 100 yellow ribbons round that old oak tree.
Here's Robin and Crystal Bernard with The Monkey Song, introduced here by the late Jerry Falwell.
So right now, by the miracle of recording, Robin and Crystal Bernard singing a song that probably you haven't heard before, but I'm sure after you hear it this time, you'll want to be hearing it again. I don't know of any better way than just to call it what it is. It's the Monkey Song, and it's about the monkey theory, the ridiculous theory of evolution that refutes the Bible account of creation. Robin and Crystal Bernard.
The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so unbelievable, and yet they're saying it's true. They're teaching us about it in school now, that humans were monkeys once too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Although it's so ridiculous, they're teaching us now that it's true. The teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in a zoo. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Seems so much more believable, and surely, surely it's true that God made man in his image. No monkey story will do. Whoa, I'm because it just isn't true. It's such a disgrace to the monkey, a disgrace to the human race too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree.
And no shaving proposition beats this. Listen. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yes, $1 cash says this is it for the clean, smooth, comfortable shaves you've always wanted. And here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down. There is no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Try Colgate Brushless. See how it does away with razor scrape and soreness. Discover how slick and smooth and downright comfortable it makes your shave.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't win you completely, just send me back the carton top and we'll mail you your dollar. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, there's $1 cash as Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash.
Friends, this is Bob Hope. If an atom bomb were to hit your home city, would you know what to do? Remember, one explosion of an atom bomb could kill 75,000 and maim 100,000. This is only one kind of a disaster which could strike. In addition to many forms of enemy action, there are the dangers of fire, flood, earthquake, and traffic. Knowing what to do before, during, and after a disaster can improve your chances of survival. There is something you can do and do now. You can learn a pattern of survival. Your local office of civil defense is ready to help. Persuade your club, your church, your friends, and your neighbors to help to learn to live. Remember, this is the atomic age. No one can escape its hazards, but everyone can prepare. Listen carefully. What you are about to hear can save your life. Do you know the siren signal in case of atomic attack? Do you know how to find shelter? Do you know how to give first aid? Do you know what will be done for your safety? For further details, consult your local office of civil defense.
Here are our old friends Wheels of Steel and Ladies 18.
Yeah.
track from the wonderful Sing It Again, Sam, by Sam Sachs next. It's a Lie, It's a Fake.
It's a Lie, It's a Fake by Sam Sachs. It's a lie, it's a fake, it's a terrible mistake when I say we two walk apart. But it's real and it's true when I tell you I love you. This is straight from my heart. You've got the eyes I love and the arms I love and the lips I love to kiss. So if I treat you bad or make you mad, darling, just remember this. It's a lie, it's a fake, and at night I lay awake every time I say we ought to part. But it's real and it's true when I tell you I love you. This is straight from my heart. It's a lie, it's a fake, when I try to make the break, don't you know I'm only acting smart. But at times when I say that I need you night and day, this is straight from my heart. You've got the eyes I love and the arms I love and the lips I love to kiss. So if I treat you bad or make you mad, darling, just remember this. It's a lie, it's a fake, and at night I lay awake every time we say we ought to part. But it's real and it's true when I tell you I love you. This is straight from my heart. All right? Better?
Death Disc of the Week.
This week's Death Disc comes from a land down under. Here are the Young Australians with Shadow Valley and Iron Triangles.
People today have money and good times. Things seem to be going pretty well. But is our greatest asset apathy? Is our religion complacency and our motto, let someone else do it? There's always the fool. The someone to do the work. The sucker to do the sweating. And the dying. So what if the war goes on another 5 years? There's always America. Good old Uncle Sam. But how long will Australia be free when the red cancer of communism has eaten through Asia? Will we still sing with our hearts when we look at our flag with pride? Just try it. You may be beaten, tortured, even shot. Made to sing the East is red. And you know there's only one color on the red flag. Their aims are simple. To destroy our heritage for theirs. To cast out hope for fear. And crush the spirit, manhood and youthful pride of our nation. Wake up, Australia. Can't you see the warning lights, the danger signal? Why sleep in the past? Get out of your bed of apathy. Don't you realize what we're fighting for? Have you lost your love of freedom? Our fathers opposed different enemies, yet the same. Oppression and terror. Are we blind to them today? Can we not see? What true Australian would prevent freedom of speech? The shame to see our country's leaders pushed and shoved and spat upon. Must we resort to terror tactics to prevent free speech? Can't we see that they're turning us the one against the other? Have we lost our national pride, our love of country? Do we look the other way? You say, what can we do? Australia's weak, insignificant, dead from the neck up. We couldn't give a damn. The old Aussie spirit is dead. Well, fella, now is the time to wake up. Show them what we're made of. Show the spirit of Gallipoli, of Tobruk, of Korea. We must defend Australia against all who would take away our liberties and rights and freedom. We shall stay free. Young Australia, let your voice be heard. Speak up, express your views, but remember your heritage and honor your country. We are the blue skies of prosperity, the new light in Asia. We are the nation of great promise. Let your heart beat loudly, let your pulse quicken, let your pride well up as you look upon your flag. Never forget what it stands for. When you hear the anthem, lift up your head, remember our past, see our glorious future, and let your voice sing out. And friend, thank God you're free.
We've just about got time for one more song. It's the Mini Pops and Video Killed the Radio Star. Another week. Enormous thanks to Georgie Girl for looking after the show, and she's coming up next with another brilliant high-waisted modernists. I shall see you all again next Wednesday for another episode of the World's Worst Records Radio Show.
Goodbye, goodbye. Wipe the tear, baby dear, from your eye. Though it's hard to part, I know. Death to go, don't cry, don't sigh. There's a silver lining in the sky. Bonsoir, old thing, cheerio, chin chin, napoo, toodaloo, goodbye.
Follow the World's Worst Records blog at www.worldsworstrecords.blogspot.com.
Sounds. You're listening to High Waisted Modernists with me, DJ Gigi, the blue haired hippie.
What about property?
Sorry, who are the lawyers? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Who are the lawyers for the five men arrested at Watergate? Do you know?
Well, these two were assigned to it.
Sorry?
These two were appointed to the case. Only now, it turns out, the burglars have their own counsel.
The burglars have their own counsel?
That's right.
It's kind of unusual, wouldn't you say?
For burglars, it's unusual.
You know the name of the counsel?
I don't know. Some country club type.
What is your name? I'm Bob Woodward of the Washington Post.
Markham.
Markham? Mr. Markham, are you here in connection with the Watergate burglary?
I'm not here.
Okay.
Well, clearly I am here. But only as an individual, not as the attorney of record.
Who is?
Mr. Starkey.
Do you have any...
Whatever you want, you'll have to get from him. I have nothing more to say.
June 17th, 1972. 9 o'clock, Saturday morning. Early for the telephone. Woodward fumbled for the receiver and snapped awake. The city editor of the Washington Post was on the line. 5 men had been arrested earlier that morning in a burglary at Democratic headquarters, carrying photographic equipment and electronic gear. Could he come in?
Starkey was very helpful. 4 Cuban Americans and another man, James W. McCord.
If I told you inside, I have nothing more to say.
I understand that. What I don't understand is how you got here.
Well, I assure you, there's nothing very mysterious involved.
Well, but a little while ago, I was talking to a couple of the lawyers assigned to represent the burglars.
So?
They never would have been assigned to represent the burglars had anyone known that the burglars had arranged for their own counsel. Only the burglars couldn't have arranged for their own counsel since they never even made a phone call. So if no one asked you to be here, why are you here?
Did one of the other men involved in the break-in call you?
What reason do you have to assume that there were other people involved
in the break-in? One of your clients was arrested with a walkie-talkie.
They're not my clients. Now, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You're a lawyer, and you're here.
One of the defendants, Mr. Barker, and I met at a social occasion once.
Where?
I have nothing else to say.
A Miami social occasion? Mr. Starkey says the Cubans were from Miami.
L62, James McCord. L63, Bernard Barker. L64, Rajol Gonzalez. L65, Gino Martinez. L66, Frank Stargis.
Woodward had worked for the Post for only 9 months and was always looking for a good Saturday assignment, but this didn't sound like one. A burglary at the local Democratic headquarters was too much like most of what he had been doing. Investigative pieces on unsanitary restaurants and small-time police corruption. Woodward had hoped he had broken out of that. He had just finished a series of stories on the attempted assassination of Alabama Governor George Wallace. Now, it seemed, he was back in the same old slot.